From Brownsville to Amarillo, El Paso to Beaumont, Midland, Marble Falls, McAllen, and all points in between. No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. I'm David Brown, and it's great to have you with us. Dead on arrival. That's how Texas's senior senator, Republican John Cornyn, characterizes the formal budget plan unveiled by President Trump yesterday. The title of the president's blueprint is as bold as what's inside. A New Foundation for American Greatness is on the cover. You crack it open and here's what you'll find. 66 programs on the chopping block. A 31% cut to the Environmental Protection Agency. A 30% cut for the State Department. 20% axed from the Department of Agriculture. An 11% reduction in spending for the National Science Foundation. But wait, this is all an appetizer. When it comes to cuts in domestic spending, a huge portion comes out of Medicaid, $839 billion, plus pulling the plug on money to Planned Parenthood. The plan includes $1.6 billion for that border wall you may have heard of, and another billion on top of that for border security more broadly, a new $19 billion in spending for paid family leave, and nearly $500 billion for defense. You'd expect Democrats to be livid about all this, and they are, but some of them say their outrage transcends mere partisanship. Among them, U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from the Houston area and member of the House Budget Committee. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You've only had about 24 hours or so to review the details of President Trump's proposed budget. What's your initial reaction?
Well, it's a non-starter, and frankly, it does not depict the values of this nation, the values of Texas. It guts opportunities for Americans, for working families. And my constituency consists of many working families. And as I travel throughout the state of Texas and the nation, I meet them every single day. It's very difficult to support a budget, first of all, that cuts $880 billion out of health care, or a budget that completely zeroes out a community block grant. Those block grants are necessary for rural and urban communities as they invest in housing, as they invest in parks and street repairs, as they help supplement the incomes of the or the revenue for cities and counties. And then it completely undermines our commitment to providing access to housing. Down payments for new young families is eliminated. The president is on an international trip. And he takes $11 billion out of the State Department. All of the military, which he is now putting in $54 billion, will acknowledge that they cannot do their job without the diplomatic team that it takes to help perpetuate peace.
Forgive me for interrupting.
It's very difficult to support the budget.
Is there anything here, though, that you could support? I mean, what about rebuilding the nation's infrastructure?
Well, we're going to rebuild this budget. And make it a budget of opportunity. Certainly, the infrastructure rebuild has been a bipartisan call, but it's been a strong call by Democrats because it will also create jobs. But it is singularly not strong enough to maintain this budget. We'll take the infrastructure rebuild and formulate it in a new effort to put forward a roadmap of opportunity for working Americans. But this budget that supports the deportation task force, that has Americans paying for the wall, of which the promise was that someone else would pay for it, we cannot support. But certainly the rebuild of the infrastructure, we will support. I'm in Texas, by the way, and we're on the Gulf. Do you realize that they've cut $1 billion from the Army Corps of Engineers, which really puts a standstill on all of the flooding programs of construction programs that we're trying to do to save houses of our citizens in the area and to restore the coastal region. That's devastating to Texas and the Gulf region.
Well, Congresswoman, a lot of your colleagues on the Hill, granted a lot of Republican colleagues, say that for nearly a decade now, spending has grown without apparent regard for deficits whatsoever. I mean, forget about unsustainable. How can that possibly be healthy for the country as a whole if we're digging ourselves deeper into debt?
Well, you raise a very important point. Do you realize that this budget also includes a major tax cut for the top 1%? 77% of the American people don't want a tax cut. And then, of course, the $54 billion into the military, of which many say that it can be handled shenanigans and formulas that administration Trump and the Republicans are representing that will bring down the deficit. This $1.7 trillion debt buster is not going to bring any deficit down, nor is it going to diminish the debt. It's going to build on the debt because no economists who have reviewed this budget believe that the tricks of mastery that have been put in here to allege that the deficit will go down will work.
So what's next for the Budget Committee and for Congress moving forward here?
Well, we will be questioning the OMB director about what was his intent behind this budget. I frankly believe this budget is a betrayal of the people who voted for the Republicans and President Trump. And so he'll have to explain, is this a betrayal? What is his purpose? What kind of roadmap is this? It's a poor roadmap. As I said, it guts the opportunities for Americans. And the one thing we believe in this country is providing working families opportunities thrive, to produce an income, to raise their families and to invest back into this nation. This is not the budget that does that. It does the complete opposite, and it falls at the feet of Donald Trump and the Republicans.
Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
We were set to speak with a Republican member of the House Budget Committee, Jody Arrington, but a scheduling conflict got in the way. We plan to have him on the program real soon. But did you catch what Congresswoman Lee said there, that this budget represents a betrayal of the president's own voters? Now, let's be clear. Few, if anyone, in national politics really believe this budget's going to pass as proffered. Indeed, history tells us presidential budgets seldom do. Instead, to understand the significance of this blueprint, you need to read between the lines. So says Philip Joyce, professor and senior associate dean at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. Dr. Joyce, good to have you on the Standard.
Great to be with you.
This particular budget calls for deep cuts in health care for low-income Americans, cuts in food stamps, student loans. I suppose it should also be noted the plan doesn't touch the Social Security retirement program or Medicare. So as a student of these sorts of budget proposals, what does this tell you?
Well, it tells me in part that it would be very hard to get where it is that he says he wants to get, which is a reduction in the debt. The way he actually does that is by assuming that the economy will grow by an average of 3% in real terms per year over the next 10 years, and everybody else who has estimated what the economy might do over the next 10 years would view that as sort of wildly optimistic. So you may have a situation, you know, where the economic assumptions are unrealistic, the defense increases are actually supported by the Congress, and a lot of the cuts are not supported by the Congress, which is then going to have the effect of actually increasing substantially the debt as opposed to decreasing it.
But if you pull back, though, and you look at those broad brush strokes that these budgets would represent, I mean, on the one hand, you could say this is sort of a classic conservative approach in the sense that we're once again, after many years of not having it on the front burner, we're talking about reducing the deficits. That's not been a big part of the conversation in Washington for some time. On the other hand, one might also view this through the lens of, say, what Steve Bannon, the White House advisor, has told fellow conservatives, that what we want to do is we want to eliminate the administrative state. What do you make of it?
Well, I think in the first place, on reducing the deficit, you know, there's a big difference between talking about reducing the deficit and actually doing it.
Sure.
I don't see what this budget actually does to reduce the deficit. But I do think, you know, the question of, you know, the attack on the administrative state, yes, I guess in one sense this is a classic conservative approach, but we should be really clear that this goes much farther than what similar conservative or Republican budget proposals have done in the past. I mean, this would essentially cut domestic discretionary spending in half as a percentage of GDP over 10 years. That is not something that, for example, the Bush administration did. In fact, domestic discretionary spending actually increased during the Bush administration as a percentage of GDP. So this, you know, this is not sort of a return to Bush-era policies. This is really, you know, the Republican conservative approach to budgeting on steroids, I would say.
On steroids. At the end of the day, is this mostly a political statement more than a working document?
You know, all presidential budgets are political statements. The, you know, the real question then comes in terms of how seriously the Congress is going to take it. Now, I will say historically, the Congress is more likely to take seriously a budget that comes from a president of their own party.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, the changes in this budget are so huge, you know, that these programs that they are proposing to cut affect real people who live in real states and localities and congressional districts. And that's why I'm skeptical, you know, that the cuts in particular will, you know, will sort of become law.
Dr. Philip Joyce is a professor and senior associate dean at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. Dr. Joyce, thanks for your time.
Good to be with you.